Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
Well, it was the last major airline in the U.S. to not file for Chapter 11 bankruptcy, but it looks like American Airlines has caved into peer pressure, or maybe it's debt pressure. Its parent company, AMR, says it has filed for bankruptcy protection, and they say that the point is to reduce labor costs and shed their heavy debt load. We welcome back Barbara Peterson, senior aviation correspondent at Condé Nast Traveler. Good morning.
Good morning.
You know, it's obviously quite clear how bankruptcy helps you shed a heavy debt load. How does the labor costs play into this decision to file your Chapter 11?
Well, it's a pretty well-worn path that other airlines have taken. Basically, what happens is when you go into Chapter 11, you can essentially void your contracts, and you can, you know, all bets are off. You can really start almost with a clean slate. And that, unfortunately, is what is going to happen here. When I say unfortunately, I'm talking from obviously the standpoint of the employees of American. And they've been really fighting hard, I think, on both sides to avoid this because it is such a huge step in that sense. And the ironically, from the public standpoint, there's almost no change. I mean, it's become such a routine thing to do for airlines to file for bankruptcy and then continue to fly normally. So, but it is a huge step in, to take in terms of your workforce.
All right. Well, let's talk about business as usual as far as the traveler is concerned. What does this mean for someone who's holding an American Airlines ticket, or also somebody who has frequent flyer miles? One of our producers here was asking, should she cash those in at this point?
Yes. Well, fortunately, if you're holding an American Airlines ticket or you have a future reservation, you're fine. You don't have to worry about that at all. Frequent flyer points, again, it should be just business as usual. They may ultimately, though, you know, do things like contract, you know, maybe offer fewer flights. That's something that obviously they may be looking at as they try to get back to profitability, which has eluded them in the last few years. But as far as anybody holding a ticket now or having a reservation, there's really nothing to worry about.
Barbara Peterson is a senior aviation correspondent at Condé Nast Traveler. Well, then let's talk about what this means for American Airlines. A lot of analysts had said that they made a mistake previously in not filing for bankruptcy protection like the other airlines had done, that it made them less competitive, and that seems to be the argument they're using as well. So does this suddenly make American Airlines a better investment, a more profitable for shareholders?
Well, I don't know, because I think that you have to be a little bit wary of putting your money in an airline that, you know, it had just had to declare bankruptcy. And in fact, the shareholders usually are the ones who really lose out in a bankruptcy.
Yeah.
So I think that there had already been a move away from them as an investment. I mean, after all, this hardly came as a huge surprise. This has been rumored for months.
And the airline business has been just such a troubled business since 9/11, since the recession particularly. Did American Airlines come late to the consolidation game in the sense that they were not able to shield their assets and cost control and economies of scale the way United did by acquiring Continental or Delta?
Yes, that is a problem. You know, there's been this sort of merger dance going on for a while, and the other larger airlines and arguably stronger ones all picked other partners sort of in their league. And now American is sort of the wallflower. You know, they're the last one standing.
Yeah.
Now, there is, of course, another major airline that doesn't have a merger partner of its size, and that is U.S. Airways. So there have been talks, of, you know, or at least rumors that might be the next big, you know, link up, but who knows?
Well, but Barbara Peterson, let's look at these other airlines that already went through the bankruptcy process. Are they a good example of what will be the outcome from American once they're finished?
Yes, well, they are, of course, earning a profit.
Yeah.
Not much, though. And that gets back to what you mentioned just a few minutes ago, is that it's a terrible business. It is. I mean, the profit margins, even in good times, are razor thin. And, you know, while it seems like the last decade has been particularly troubled, you know, I mean, just spectacular losses. I mean, you know, in the 30, 40 billion range, you know, for the whole industry in the United States. This is nothing new, really. I mean, we've seen these cycles before. There was a whole wave of bankruptcies in the 1980s, if you recall. You know, Frank Lorenzo took Continental into bankruptcy, and that was the first time they voided the unions using that particular strategy. So it's always been a tough industry to make a buck in.
All right, Barbara Peterson of Condé Nast Traveler. So let's kind of see this as perhaps as a sign of what's going on with the overall industry. Could this be the bottom? We've hit bottom with the airlines. The last major company has filed for bankruptcy, and now we'll see a bounce back up.
Well, it looks like they are finally turning the corner, and one of the ways they've done that is since it's so difficult for them to raise their base fares. You know, they've been trying to, but, you know, their fares really are essentially not that much different than they were 10 years ago.
They don't have any trouble raising baggage fees, though.
Exactly. Well, that's exactly what they've done. They have a sort of a backdoor way of getting the revenues up, you know, I mean, getting what we as passengers pay to fly on them. So, yes, the fees will not go away. In fact, if anything, I'd say we may see more creative ways of making us pay fees rather than higher fares.
All right, Barbara Peterson, senior aviation correspondent at Condé Nast Traveler. So Barbara, how are we to the layman evaluating, kind of taking in this news? How are we to evaluate this bankruptcy filing? Again, this is American Airlines, their parent company AMR, saying today that they filed for bankruptcy protection. What does this news mean?
Well, I think that we've gotten so used to airlines going into bankruptcy and flying that for consumers, it's basically, you know, don't worry about it. Maybe you'll see some even better deals. You know, when an airline or a company's in bankruptcy, sometimes they're more prone to discounting. So
anything in the leadership change we should take a look at? Gerald Arpey is retiring. Thomas Horton, formerly the company's president, will take over as chairman.
Yeah, so they clearly needed some new leadership, and that was obviously going to happen when they took this kind of step. So yes, I think they need some more dynamic leadership in there to start competing, you know, with the new, you know, heavies.
All right, Barbara Peterson, senior aviation correspondent at Condé Nast Traveler. Thanks as always, Barbara.
Thank you.
Talking about a bankruptcy protection filing from AMR, that is the parent company from American Airlines. Again, the last major airline in the U.S. that had not filed for bankruptcy before today.
The days of Bob Crandall, tough old Bob Crandall, former AMR chairman, are long gone.